Hello, and welcome to the UX Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Worthington. The goal of UX Hustle is to help UX designers design the career they love, maximizing the benefit of this multifaceted industry and strong community. We talk about what's really going on in UX and what it's like working in it, and interview people that are actively navigating their careers and UX. We don't expect to have all the answers, but we do keep searching, keep listening, and learning. Because at the end of the day, you are the user of your career. Hello. So today I wanted to talk about something really interesting that happened to me today. So this week, actually, let me back it up. So we're talking about worrying and panic today. And one of the things I realized, so I went to Phoenix about a month ago for a mastermind retreat. And on that trip is when I realized how much worry was getting in my way, how much time and energy I was putting into worrying about things. And it was during this conversation with Lindsay Schwartz and Hannah Wells over at Powerhouse Women that Lindsay asked me, what would it mean if you didn't worry? And my response was super fast. It was, that would mean I didn't care. And it was through realizing that, that I realized how much energy worrying was sucking out of me. Because even though worrying helps me know and helps me internalize how much I care, the reality is that stops me and really tires me out from taking action that would actually show that I care. And there's some perfectionism in there. There's some fear of judgment. And there's a lot to unpack in that. So I've been reflecting over the last few weeks on that, on recognizing when I feel worried, instead of pushing that worry down or letting myself go with that worry. I've been sitting with it, acknowledging it, recognizing it, and then asking myself, what action do I want to take in order to move through, in order to take action on the feelings that I'm having? And that was working pretty well for the last 3 weeks or so. And then on Monday, I take Mondays as my CEO days, my leadership days for myself, for working on my business, for visioning, for planning, for strategizing, and for taking care of myself. And I was studying for a neuro-linguistic programming certification that I'm getting. One of the exercises is anchoring and collapsing anchors. And so in order to practice this, I chose a feeling that I didn't want to feel anymore. And that sounds weird. I chose a feeling that wasn't serving me anymore, a feeling where when it comes up, I would want to feel differently. I would want to respond to it differently. And so for me, that was panic, which is different than worrying, because I think I've, over the last 3 weeks of sitting with my worry, I've seen it as, I've changed my relationship with worry to where I see it as a sign that I care. I see it as a sign that I don't have to sit in that feeling to prove that I care so much, that instead I can acknowledge it and take action. But on Sunday night, I woke up in the middle of the night in a panic, in a true panic state. I wouldn't say it was a panic attack. I have felt panic attacks before. If you've ever experienced one, then you know what I'm talking about. It's heart racing. For me, I feel faint and disassociated, so out of touch with my body and my perspective. And it wasn't quite that severe. It was, I had racing heart and racing thoughts. And so I got up and journaled and worked through it, but I had recognized this panic. So Monday, when I was going through this exercise, I was like, ooh, what would I like to feel instead of panic? And I chose feelings like calm, secure, safe. What else? Resourceful. There's another one that I can't think of. But those were the emotions I chose to replace that feeling of panic. Now, I'm practicing these exercises and I expect them to work, but I didn't quite expect to really dissolve that panic for myself. And so this week, I haven't had that panicked feeling, and I didn't realize how often I was feeling panicked before until I, this whole week, have been recognizing the absence of that panic. And what's interesting about that is I've been exhausted all week. And I think it's because of the absence of that panic, of I didn't realize just how tired I was making myself in worrying, in that feeling. And now that there's this void of panic, it's almost like I don't know what to do with myself. It's really interesting. I've been doing a lot more resting this week, a lot more taking care of myself and my body and my mental health and capacity. I've been journaling more. I've been getting really intentional. Like I've been confused sometimes this week, but not worried about that confusion. And now that I've taken care of myself and I've rested and I've journaled, I'm kind of left with this, okay, well, now what? And I was sitting on the couch this morning eating toast because I love toast, and realized that the worry and the panic was giving me the sense of impact, that I was doing something. It was giving me that sense. And without it, I'm left with the reality of, oh, just by worrying about things doesn't make them manifest, doesn't make impact, doesn't help me serve people. And that sounds, that might sound obvious to you. It was not obvious to me. And now I'm like, oh, now I have all this capacity to actually move things forward without judgment, without worry, without anything, because A, I don't have those feelings right now, and B, those things weren't serving me anyway. And so now it's like, oh, I should record stuff. I should make content. I should help people. And I just want to invite you into this experience. I want to invite you to release that panic, that worry, that spinning your wheels, that doubt, maybe, whatever that is for you that's preventing you from taking action and moving forward. Because you can help people too. You can help the people at work. You can have that conversation with your manager or with, you know, the other product owner or another designer. And instead of spending energy worrying and planning and making sure that you get everything right that you're trying to get across, take care of yourself. Put yourself in a good place mentally and physically, and just start having those conversations. Take action in the way that feels good for you. Take action in the way that feels right for that situation, and give yourself the time and space that you need to be able to process whatever it is that's going on around you, in your business, in your work, to be able to process that. So that's what I'm inviting you to do today, as I'm working through this myself, as I'm figuring this out and learning and adapting and changing the way that I'm experiencing and looking at my own work and my own business and how I show up and serve you. That's what I got.
Thank you for listening to the UX Hustle podcast. To continue these conversations, you can follow us on Instagram at the UX Hustle, or join our Slack community through the link in our show notes. If you love this episode, please write a review and subscribe.